You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, please, Rick, bring it up. I need this music to play like after I lose bets. Make me feel better. I'm in a better mood. All right, it's here. It's arrived. And Barkley's. Time to shine. Minutes away from the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. All our bets for the Red Sox and Astros Game 3 of the ALCS, and then a full betting breakdown of the Titans and the Buffalo Bills Monday Night Football. A.J. Brown going to play tonight, added to the injury report yesterday on Sunday with an illness, was ruled questionable. Reports are starting to trickle out that A.J. Brown will play tonight for the Titans, which is a big deal in my opinion as it concerns the spread. Big deal as it concerns the total. Big deal is like who could potentially win this game. We'll dive into it, all of it. Side total and props next hour on You Better You Bet. But just want to tell everybody, in the last segment we had Ross Tucker on, and he joined us on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL. GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. Firth is a combination of first,
like,
and month.
It's like Colin Firth. Wasn't he like an actor?
Yeah, Colin Firth. Your first month.
Your first month.
Get $15 off your first month. GetRoman.com/BetQL. All right, we'll get to Lockmas in a second here. So I got my tattoo on Saturday. Not fully done yet. Still have another like 3 hours to go and 2 weeks from this past Saturday. So October 30th, I have to go back in for 3 hours. I had one tattoo already. And Ken, I know you don't have any tattoos, so tough for you to relate. So Rick or Bill, if you guys want to pop on, please feel free.
Well, just sit Ken's this just one out, there. Buddy.
Right. And just sitting there with the blank stare on his face. Terrible tag team partner sometime. Like, we're pro wrestlers, got to sell for each other.
What do I bring to the table? Nothing.
You bring a lot to the table, but sometimes there needs to be a better sell job of things, even if you think it's stupid. Bill and Rick, feel free to pop on if you'd like here. So I had one tattoo already. And it took like 45 minutes to get done. And I don't remember it being like painful at all because it was like so quick. It was basically like over before it started almost. I'm like, yeah, I got this. So I was in the chair for like 4 hours. And I don't want to say in the chair because it's like various different positions. It was basically like Cirque du Soleil at points. It's like, here, lay on the table and have your arm like this. And the first 3 hours were okay. Like, it hurt, but I was okay. The last hour, it got to the point where I was like staring up at the ceiling of the tattoo place in Staten Island here in New York. And I was actually laughing out loud. Like, I felt like Raven in WCW when like Chris Benoit would put him in the Crippler crossface and Raven would laugh as he passed out due to the pain. I was in so much pain that I was actually laughing. And then the laughter stopped. And then it turned basically into like, am I going to cry in front of all these grown men? It was absolutely brutal. and the tears started flowing. It was brutal. And I am like, it doesn't really hurt anymore. Like, it's been a couple days. Like, it's slathered in aquaphor. It's all right. But like, man, like, I got to go back for another 3 hours in a couple weeks. And it's like, ugh, this is going to be brutal.
How long was this one? Four? So you have three, you had seven total and you have three left.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to take the full three. Like, it could be a little less. It might be three, but this was like, we had like one, like 7 minute break, basically from like 1 to 5 PM straight through 4 hours on Saturday. God. Just like, ooh, man. Oh my yeah. God. Brutal. Brutal.
Sounded like me watching the Iowa State under. So the idea of when you look at it though, like, it's worth it, right? Like, you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's got to be finished, but like, I really like it.
Well, 4 hours in, I would expect we have some direction of how this is going, hopefully.
So,
I mean, but, what are your options, though? You just got to do it. Like, what do you, I mean,
yeah,
you can't even prepare, right? Like, you can't do anything going in. It's like drink a lot, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's what a couple people said. They're like, just drink like whiskey or something. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll be fine. And then I'm like, oh my God, please.
Or will you be fine? What would you, if you could drink something, what would your choice be for, like, let's say you could drink anything like for 15 minutes prior to going in the chair, what would you drink?
Probably whiskey, even though I'm a vodka drinker. Like, I feel like vodka, like I want to like get up and dance and like move and stuff. Like, I want to be like numb.
Come in, you're like, party's here. Woo.
Yeah. Like, no, like I want to be like KO'd a little bit. I'm just sitting there like, like whatever. And I can't show it. I don't want to show it now until like it's fully done.
Sure.
But the other realization that's hit me. So I have a tattoo on my right arm. I have 3 nautical stars on my right arm. And I had it done strategically where like I can hide it if I want to. Like right now, like I have long sleeves on, so like you'll never see this. And I have it pulled
Very
up.
Common
it's not,
Makes
it's not below
sense.
My elbow. Mm-hmm. But now if I wear like a t-shirt, I have a tattoo showing on both of my arms. Does this mean I'm a tattoo guy now? Like, am I a tattoo guy now that you can see them on both my arms? Because I never really thought of myself as a tattoo guy. But now I feel like people will look at me and be like, that's a tattoo guy. Because I got two that are both.
That you're getting. So you reference you have 3 nautical stars on one arm. It's not just that you have 2 tattoos, though. Like, this one's like pretty significant. I mean, 7 hours in the chair, obviously. Like, this is going to be aggressive.
It's half of my left arm. Yeah, it's the top half of my left arm.
Then yes,
down to above my. I'm a tattoo guy, right? But now, like, you won't be able to see the whole thing when I'm wearing like a t-shirt. But you will see on both sides, on both arms, you will see tattoo when I wear like short sleeves. Definitely.
Right. Right, but when like Chris Birdman Anderson wore like a dress shirt, you couldn't tell that he had a lot of tattoos, and the dude was a canvas. Yeah. So, you know.
Am I a tattoo guy now?
You and Birdman, right? you and the Yakuza, just like,
and like all these guys. All these guys, like in the tattoo place that are doing the tattoo, they all have like neck tattoos and stuff. And I'm
like 900 tattoos. Yeah, I mean, it's just.
But like the neck tattoo is like rough, man. Like, really?
Do they have cool stuff though? Like, do you like? I mean, because you have so much. It's almost like going through a catalog when you just look at the people who work there. Do you ever look at that stuff and be like, oh, like I want that?
No, I had an idea when I walked. I knew exactly pretty much what I wanted to get, but a dude walked in, and he made me feel like such a wuss because he was all like tatted up already. And he like looked at, there was literally like a Japanese tattoo book, like a binder. And the guy was like going through the binder and I was like looking at it over his shoulder, like while I was getting done, and like it all looked really cool. He decided what he wanted to get, laid down on the table and like sat, was basically there for the duration of the time that I was there. And his facial expression never changed. Like he was just like nothing was happening to him. And I'm like, I want to die right now. And this guy's basically like, yeah, there's another day at the office here. I felt like. I generally feel like a pretty big wuss. And in this moment, I felt like a huge one. Just like, I can't deal. The pain was too much. And I'm good with pain. I thought it was.
At least you were in the chair. I wouldn't have even gotten in the chair. So you got, at least you got one up on your co-host on the hierarchy.
Do I?
I mean, I don't know. I paused my game to be here. I have no idea.
Yes, you did. You paused your game to be there. Okay. You better, you bet. Magnificent Football Monday, Costos and Barkley. Power Hour coming up in about 10 minutes from now with all our bets for tonight's action. But right now, we got to find out what to do with the Heisman Trophy race. Rick Camp in this, day one of Lochmas.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, play that fiddle. And all that good stuff. All right, Santa, what do you have for us here under the tree as it concerns the Heisman Trophy race, national championship, anything you want in college football?
We'll do the title real quick. Caleb Williams came in for Oklahoma. They announced co-starters before the game, but Williams had 5 touchdowns. He looked awesome. And Oklahoma's title odds, 12-1 at Bet Rivers. They're the fourth choice in the market. Georgia +110, Alabama +250, Ohio State 8-1, Oklahoma 12. I have Oklahoma 16 from last week. The market really hasn't changed a whole lot off Oklahoma beating TCU. I hope what people see is just a potentially high ceiling with a team that maybe didn't have one before. And it's not that they're like gonna win the title. Preseason, there were only a handful of teams that kind of checked every box in terms of winning a national title. Alabama and Georgia were two of them. Ohio State is not. Oklahoma definitely is. So even if it's just preseason expectation, now you have a higher ceiling. You're getting a pretty good number. I still think the likelihood that both Georgia and Alabama make it together in the playoff is low, honestly, with Alabama having a loss already and them playing each other. So like you need a specific kind of series of games and results here in order for both to make it. I think if the committee has a chance to not put both in, they'll take advantage of it, to be honest. Even I know people disagree with that. Let's see how the records shake out and we can have that argument. So Oklahoma, I think, falls into the easy semi a lot of the time. None of this has changed from last week. So my analysis is like, I still think there's time to get in on Oklahoma. Make of that what you will. Heisman wise, really, really interesting week. But like probably not for a reason that you think. So Bryce Young and Matt Corral's odds basically haven't moved at all. In the last like 3 weeks, they're Bryce Young's +150 at Bet Rivers. Matt Corral's +250. Anybody else you want is going to be a pretty good price. Stroud, I've seen like all kinds of stuff. I think he's like 10 at Bet Rivers. He might be 8. I've seen more than that. I've seen less. He's all over the place. And then everybody else, Kenneth Walker and Bijan Robinson, who were 1 and 2 in the Athletic straw poll last week for the Heisman. Walker first, Bijan Robinson second, are like around like 10-1, basically. Here's the most important thing about this. Matt Corral might not play this week. Obviously, you play fewer games. Makes you way less likely to win the Heisman Trophy. Lane Kiffin said today, like, Corral's like, the quote is in really bad shape, is what I think the direct quote was, with Ole Miss actually playing.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good. And then two other notes that are worth mentioning just for, again, the way I try to break this down is where are the prices likely to go? What price is likely to drop? Bijan Robinson doesn't play this week. They have the week off. Kenneth Walker doesn't play this week. They have Michigan a week from Saturday and the start of their really tough, challenging slate of games. What is the Heisman race likely to be a week from today? Isn't it likely that Bryce Young becomes a way bigger favorite? They got Tennessee on Saturday. Nobody else plays. Like, what happens if Corral doesn't play? Every candidate just doesn't play and Bryce Young plays against Tennessee? Like, is this, I think what I'm wrestling with right now, is this like a giant buy point on Bryce Young, basically? Like, how can the price stay the same when he's the only one playing? Like, how can that happen? No one else plays. Like, and Ritter can't win. He doesn't have the stat profile. That's kind of, I haven't made the bet yet. I'm just kind of like, look, we have two flyers. We have Anthony Robinson. What's that guy's name? What's the guy's Florida?
AR-15.
Anthony Richardson.
Whatever. Anthony not going to win the Heisman.
By the way, who like came in against LSU and had like 9 touchdowns. Thanks, buddy.
And it's like, how do you not play him against Alabama, Dan? What's the deal?
He's the unofficial Heisman winner. We have him at 100-1 and we have Bijan Robinson at 50-1. Maybe it's time to add a ton of Bryce Young to the mix and kind of see what happens. That's kind of what I'm wrestling with this week. And just kind of like reason this out if you're thinking about this. Like, what is the market likely to be on Monday if Corral misses the game, Bijan Robinson and Kenneth Walker already don't play? Their prices aren't going down. They're not doing anything. So like, and Bryce Young is playing against a team who he is likely to score a ton of points against. I don't want him to win. Like, I'm not like, I don't love Bryce Young. I think he's like kind of lame, honestly, as like a character in this drama of the college football season. But like, if nobody else is doing anything and it's week 8 or whatever already, like at some point he has to become minus. And now Corral's hurt. Like, who else wins? Nobody's playing. I think this is actually like a pretty monster buy point on Bryce Young. Have not made the bet yet. I'm going to shop around probably tomorrow. Think about it a little bit more. Figure out if this is the entry point.
Percent chance that Caleb Williams wins the Heisman is what?
Zero. There's just no precedent for a player playing this few games and winning. Just that's my opinion.
3 hours down, final hour up next. Final hour, power hour, all our bets for tonight.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.